Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Well, it's All Souls Day, All Saints Day, whatever the fuck it's supposed to be. Actually, it's the day after Halloween. And I really hope everybody had a great fucking Halloween in spite of the shit weather that the teabaggers wished upon us. But we prevailed, and it's been an interesting month. I know some people were celebrating 31 days of Halloween like 31 days of Christmas, which is cool. Because Halloween is the important holiday. Christmas isn't. Thanksgiving isn't. And like Corey Aldridge just posted up, and he says Halloween is basically for the amateurs that only do it for 31 days out of the year. We do it for 365 days out of the year. So that's our Halloween. And unfortunately, it seems like every time I do this show, I gotta read out some bad news. And this week's bad news is we lost Lou Reed a couple days ago or whatever. Lou was a huge part of my life in the 70s because Lou had started the Velvet Underground, a group that became a part of Andy Warhol's factory scene back in 1965, and did a couple albums, maybe four at best. And then in 72 he did his own little thing called Transformer, which was produced by admirers of the Velvet, David Bowie and Mick Ronson. And that year he had his first and only top 20 song, Walk on the Wild Side. And throughout the 70s he did a bunch of albums, Berlin, Rock and Roll Animal, Street Hassle, things like that. Rock and Roll Animal was a real good album that with a lot of live stuff on it. It had a live version of Sweet Jane and stuff. But I was a big fan of Lou, unfortunately, until I saw him live. And I saw him live. I had third row seats at the Capitol Theater in Passaic, New Jersey, and we were all psyched up to see him. He came out, his guitar hit the microphone, a blue spark flew off that. He put the guitar down and never picked it up for the rest of the night. So that sort of turned me off to the whole thing. But like I said, he was a very gifted musician, very much a part of my life in the 70s. Seems he had a liver transplant. I'm trying to think when the hell the liver transplant was. Damn, when the hell was the liver transplant? Had to be pretty current, because he died. He was still living in New York when he died, and according to what I read, it was May 2013. He had liver transplant surgery, so I guess his partying sort of caught up with him there. So, unfortunately, last week, what the hell was the date? October 27th, he passed away in Long Island, New York. So, in spite of the shitty performance that I did go see, rest in peace, Lou. You'll be missed. You were a great influence on the 70s rock scene, and are still a great influence today. And, like I said, you will be missed. So, rest in peace, Lou Reed. Man, I hate fucking doing these, eulogy things and stuff. I hate to lose people. And unfortunately, I'm not sure the exact date this time of the year, but it's been roughly 10 years since we lost Norman and New York City Liquidators. That was back in 2003. Norm's kidneys were failing. He had a quadruple bypass. They cut off half of part of his foot. But he still had to be in the store every fucking day, and I think that's what killed him. And had he not passed away 10 years ago, I would probably still be working for him or doing something with him in some way, shape, or form. As much as we fought, and went back and forth, he was like a brother to me and also a mentor. And working, First, shopping in New York City Liquidators was an experience because I was a customer 10 years before I became an employee. And a lot of people really dug the store. It was an iconic store. And if you were back a VHS collector in the 80s, that was the place to go. I remember, you know, the Fangoria Weekend of Horrors. People used to leave there and go see what Liquidators had because it was pretty much close to the hotel where they had it. You could even ask Ken from Cinema Wasteland. He used to load up there when he was doing the Fangoria Weekend of Horrors. So it's been 10 long years, and I miss my buddy. I really do. And I miss the store, and I miss the scene. But unfortunately, everything changes. Nothing remains the same. And along the way, we lose people. So rest in peace, Norm. I think I had said on a previous show that he did come to me in a dream and said that he was waiting for me or something. So, you know, I do believe there is something after this. I mean, you know, last night around midnight was supposedly the time when a lot of spirits walked the earth and roamed the earth and things. And actually, we were supposed to have a special guest on this week, but shit went wrong, and she will be on next week, hopefully. Unfortunately, she's working a weird job, and she's in California. So we're going to try to tape her for next week. But she is a legitimate witch. She has credentials, and she was a little pissed off about some of the bullshit that was going on aimed at witches and Halloween in general by those teabagging fucks, Michelle Bachman in particular. So hopefully next week we'll be able to tape her early in the week and get her on, because it's going to be a real interesting show. Because I said, this isn't going to be bullshit, boys and girls. This isn't, you know, fake storybook shit. The woman's a real witch, and there are good witches and bad witches. And she's a good witch, and she's done some stuff for me. And she's a close personal friend of mine, and hopefully we will have her on. So that will be next week. Did Grotesque Burlesque last Sunday night down at McCarthy's Ale House in downtown Cleveland. And I would have to say it was a smashing success. And Bruiser Sweet Bottoms was there. She was on the show 2 weeks ago to promote it. Hell of an entertainer. All the girls were great. She stood out because she really gets it and she knows how to work it. And nobody knows this yet, and I don't even think I've mentioned it to her yet, but you know, Ken was with me because I can't fucking drive in the dark, and he had to get me down there, so we were pretty much down there until the place closed, and he was impressed by the whole thing, and it looks like we're going to try to put something together for the next Wasteland. But I'm not going to call it Grotesque Burlesque, we're going to call it Grindhouse Burlesque, and I'm going to try to produce a show with these ladies, and hopefully we're going to do this on a Friday night. So it won't, you know, cross over with Ghastly Night at the Movies, because that's a whole clusterfuck unto itself. So, looking forward to working with these girls and trying to, you know, get something going. You know, old school burlesque, you don't do it anymore. And they're not strippers, they're performers. I mean, there's a lot of bullshit going on Facebook about, oh yeah, I want you to come over and do a lap dance. They don't do this shit. These are some very talented ladies that know how to work the crowd, and we're going to see if we can put this thing together and make it happen at Wasteland. So it was a cool night. I sat down there. I didn't get too fucked up because I was driving, because I don't need to lose my license. But yeah, it was all a good thing. And there was something else I threw out yesterday, and people don't seem to be, you know, aware of this, but there was a very well-known character actor who actually died on Halloween. It was October 31st, 1963, and he died at age 69 in Santa Monica, California, and he was called one of Hollywood's great screen villains. And he was in a lot of the Sherlock Holmes films as Professor Moriarty. And I guess where our fans, or fans of, you know, the old Chiller Theater in New York, when it was on late at night, would know him from The Four Skulls of Jonathan Drake. And that actor is Henry Danielle. He died on Halloween night in 1963. There's a little trivia for you. Keep that, you know, on the back burner for something down the road. But yeah, he died on Halloween night, strangely enough. And okay, well, last night I went over to Ken's and we caught up on The Walking Dead, and the last three episodes, commercial-laden episodes. I'm glad he taped them, for lack of better words, because we knocked them out. And I have to say that right now, that show can suck my dead dick. It didn't seem to be going anywhere. We were having a laugh at every, you know, when they had all the zombies at the fence and they were, like, killing them and shit. We were saying, there's a $40 autograph. There's another $40 autograph. There's another $40 autograph. Because I think there's a Walker Stalker Fest right now at somewhere in Atlanta. And they say it's another, you know, money grab clusterfuck. So here we go again with the Walking Dead Fest. But I really thought the three episodes I saw were weak. And, you know, now they're using something about a virus and, you know, I don't know. It just seems that this thing has run out of gas already to me. And even George Romero commented on it, that it's just nothing but a soap opera with zombies. That's all it is. And when the zombie master himself tends to disrespect it, you know, what the fuck? You know, that just pretty much puts it all into perspective right there. George Romero saying that Walking Dead is nothing more than a soap opera with zombies. And I would, you know, at this stage of the game, would have to agree with them. I know there's rabid fans of the show, and they're probably shitting all over me right about now. But hey, you know, that's my opinion. Oh, I got to yell out a couple shout outs. Happy birthday to Amy Lynn Best and Veronica Vera. Both their birthdays were today, and I think. From Toe Tag Pictures, Fred Vogel's birthday was early this week, so happy birthday, guys. All the best. Hope you had a good one. And, you know, did you get any trick-or-treaters? I didn't get anybody yesterday.
Not much.
Yeah, I guess they're afraid of me.
I think it's a thing of the past, Pete.
Well, I didn't buy any candy, but I was going to give out porn DVDs instead.
Well, it could be the fact that they're virtually trick-or-treating online now.
Virtually trick-or-treating online? What the fuck
is that? I think that's what it is, yeah.
I don't know. I never stayed home. I always used to book out, you know, go over Ken's like around 5:30 and we'd turn the lights out and watch something, you know, and pretend we're not home. So I'm on a main drag and shit, but I didn't get out of here till like 7:30, 7:15 last night, and nobody, I mean, the weather sucked too, but I didn't see anybody even walking around. I guess maybe the towns are getting smart for the younger kids and just, you know, doing some kind of group thing somewhere. Which would make sense. I mean, they didn't do it when I was a kid. We were just left to our own devices and came home with bags and bags of candy, which we never got to eat. So, yeah. I told that story last week about my old man eyeing up the six pillowcases full of candy, and he either saw one or two things, major dental bills or a way to make some quick money. So he took all the big candy bars that he could sell in his store and left us with the crap. So, yep, story of our life, left with the crap. So, yeah, that was Halloween past. I guess everything's changing, but, you know, it's good that it's still around and that people like Michelle Bachmann and the rest of those teabagging, you know, Jesus-loving fucks haven't been able to circumvent that. So, you know, and don't think I don't love Jesus. I'm just saying that the people that, you know, throw Jesus' name around a lot don't even have the right to spit that out. They're a bunch of scumbags, but, you know, there's a bunch of conjecture on that. Whether anybody believes there's a hereafter or not, that's strictly on them. I, you know, like I said, I do. I believe there's something, and you know, with all the torrential upheaval last night, the winds blowing and shit, I went out there at midnight and just stood there and looked, you know, around and just to see if I could see anything. And there was enough, you know, turmoil in the air that would tell me there was something roaming around in the area, but, you know, whatever. Like I say, there's trains that, you know, come in down the street, and from what I understand about, you know, earthbound spirits, they tend to travel the rails. So who the hell knows, but you know, it's a belief system that I have, and, you know, I honestly feel that, you know, I wouldn't mind haunting this place if I left. You know, where else am I going to go? You know? So I wouldn't mind haunting this place. If you hear my dog in the background haunting me. So, the hound from hell. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been an interesting month. Now we get into the greed fest and, eat your face off while other people are starving and shit. So, you know, that's coming up. I'm not too keen on Christmas anymore. Not at all. It's just, you know, become... When I saw the shit in the stores the second week of October, I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
You want something?
Okay. She came in here, looked at me, and barked. So I don't know what's going on. But yeah, the whole push Christmas down your throat. You know, there's not, yeah. I guess we alleviate Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just a glutton fest. You know, Thanksgiving should be retitled to the beginning of the end for the indigenous people of North America, because we, you know, our ancestors basically came over here and gave them, you know, blankets with smallpox and venereal diseases and shit, and basically wiped them out. So that's what it should be. But I don't know. Things are weird. I don't know how you see things. Things are weird. It's even weirder when Vladimir Putin is considered one of the world's greatest leaders at this point. An ex-KGB thug is now one of the world's supposedly best leaders, which leave the asshole that we got in the fucking dust, because he ain't doing fucking shit. Now it comes out that we were spying on people, we're doing this, we're doing that. Something comes out every day about this damn fucking government that's been fucked up for the last 16 years now. What Bush didn't do, this one's doing, and he ain't doing shit, and then he's chairlocked by a bunch of fucking assholes in Congress. So I just say good riddance to them all at this stage of the game. Who the fuck needs them, you know?
I agree.
It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy, but, you know, we get off on these tangents. I got a pretty good group of people that want to come on and, you know, be on the show. So being that you're not going to be doing that haunted house thing after this weekend, we can... sort of schedule some people in. I'm not going to say who they are, because that'll give everybody false hope in case it falls through. But I got some pretty cool people that want to come on. Like I said, next week we're going to have my witch friend on. And after that, there may be a really special surprise. So, you know, we're going to keep this thing going. And speaking of keeping things going, I was talking to After Hours Cinema in Jersey this afternoon about things that were going on and why things aren't happening. Well, looks like I lit a fire under their ass, because supposedly the discs are in the mail for me to check out, and we'll be shooting the wraparounds for them, and hopefully they'll be out, you know, just in time for you fuckers for Christmas. So, you know, give the gift that keeps on coming, you know, my DVDs at Christmas. So hopefully that'll be wrapped up. It'll be four brand new, never seen on DVD before, triple X rated double features. So it should be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what we're going to have in these things, because I just let them pick them. They're all in Jersey, so I can't pick them. But I've got some twisted shit up here I got on the side that's eventually going to come out. So we'll keep that going too. So yeah, there's going to be a bunch of shit happening here. I mean, you know, October's a busy month for Todd and me and a bunch of other people. We can't get our shit together. We got other things to do. So that's all come to an end. So we'll be concentrating on more esoteric things for now on. There, so yeah. Oh God, I'm ill prepared. Well, you can still pick up Grindhouse Purgatory for me. I still have 25 issues left of the initial run here, and this was only this run I went 20 issues over because of a little bit of a demand. But you can still pick it up on Amazon. You can still pick it up from me. You can email me at 40deuce@hotmail.com, 40deuce spelled out, and I'll give you a PayPal address. You can send your 852 to get this thing delivered to your door, or if you want a DVD thrown in with it, we have a lovely selection of fucking Grindhouse shit that will make a lovely $20 package for you. We got stuff like, Red Knights of the Gestapo, Man from Deep River, the Grindhouse Purgatory Trailer Collection. What else do we have in there? Jungle Holocaust, SS Girls. Email me. You know, if you're interested, you know, we can make you up a nice little package, a DVD and a magazine, you know. Get to you know, watch a movie that we've talked about, and I'm working on issue 3 as we speak. We might have some interesting guest writers in issue 3. I'm thinking of paying anyone, unfortunately, yet, because we haven't hit that thing where, you know, we're viable. But what I will do is I will, you know, give you ad space, you know, a whole page ad if you want to write, you know, if these people I'm going to approach want to do something. So, and I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag who it's going to be either. It'll be a big fucking surprise. And, oh, here's something interesting. First time ever will be appearing at April's Wasteland, Linda Hayden from Rolling Thunder, Brubaker, and Human Experiments, and Latitude Zero. Has never done a convention before, doesn't even know what it's all about, but somebody said if you're going to do one, you should do Cinema Wasteland, because that's where your fan base is, and right now, she will be at Cinema Wasteland. So that's cool, too. You know, never done a con before. I heard the Chiller convention over the weekend was a complete clusterfuck as far as lines and getting the fire marshal involved and the usual $40, $50 for a fucking signature. And they said that Corey Feldman was a complete fucking douchebag, as we all know he is. And I think somebody should reunite the two Coreys. Supposedly Feldman wrote a book, too, with a bunch of untruths in it and shit like that. To me, they were never all that in a bag of chips and really didn't give a shit. And, you know, to me, The Lost Boys was an okay movie, but it was Kiefer Sutherland and the vampires that made it okay, not the two fucking Coreys. So, I don't know. You know, I know Haim tragically died, and I don't know what from, and do know that he was involved with a lot of fucking drug use. I saw him at one show when he was all fucked up, so... You know, and that's another thing, too. I don't understand why some of these conventions actually book people who have these fucking problems. I don't know. Did we mention this last week, that the two conventions that Andrew Bonarski was at, the police had to show up?
I think you talked about one of them.
Yeah, well, it seems like it was two conventions where he was at that the police showed up again. I wish promoters would get their shit together to the point where they don't book these fucking morons, because they don't make your show look good and they don't make anything look good. I mean, there's certain guys that, you know, for whatever reason, can't seem to control themselves in a public setting. And I just think it's fucking pathetic. So I also think it's pathetic that Corey Feldman had people waiting for him to show up at his table because he took forever to get there, like the spoiled little douche that he is. But, you know, like I said, Chiller is just one big-ass autograph show, and the odd thing about Chiller was a lot of their headliners had canceled out before the show. I mean, they had Sly Stone, Bo Derek, and Katie Sagal originally booked, and they never made it. I don't know who else pulled out of there. I think Chris Sarandon pulled out. But, you know, when you run a convention, you've got to book guests that are, have a certain degree of reliability. And I just read something interesting, too, that Scares That Cares is having a convention. And the first guy that hopped on the bandwagon for that, because it's a charity, is none other than our buddy Sid Haig. So, you know, there's a guy who... I can't say enough about Sid. He's a great human being. He's one guy who gives his all to the fans and is such a charitable guy. And even you know, before, you know... He hit the convention circuit. He was doing stuff for Habitat for Humanity and a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, there's a guy who everybody wants to go out and see because he's just such a pleasure to hang out with and talk to and everything. And, you know, it's just an honor to, you know, call him a friend. So Sid looks like he's the first one to hook up with the Scares That Cares con. And I may get a hold of the guy running it and have him on here to explain what he's doing, because I think it's going to be in Virginia. From what I understand. So, you know, we'll get him on and he can, you know, pitch, you know, his thing here, because, like, say, these people do a lot for sick children. You know, they do a real lot for sick children. So, charity like that, I would get behind 100%, because it all goes to the kids. It's not like, oh, we took in $1,000, we're going to give, you know, 20% to the charity because we have expenses. No, you don't have fucking expenses. You put it in your pocket. That's what they do. So, these guys are the real deal, and they do a good thing. So we're definitely going to try to have them on in the future too, along with some other people. So it's all good. I like to support people who try to do the right thing, even though I try to do the wrong thing all the time. So yeah, we're definitely going to have them on. So I'm guessing, have we run the clock out yet?
We have.
We have run the clock out yet.
We have.
Well. That's because I had lost my guest and I wasn't prepared, but I, you know, winged through it as usual. So until next Friday, stay sick. And we're going to have that little surprise for you next Friday. So we'll see you then.
Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Right.